Hello, my audio boo friends. It is Friday, September 6th, 2013, approximately 8:15 in the morning. I am just settling down for breakfast, having dropped off my daughter a little while ago. I'm going to pour myself a nice cup of coffee in my travel mug, jump in the car, and go off to work. I've been leaving a little bit earlier these days because I've been trying to do a few more hours at work. As you know, I think some of you may already know, I may have already mentioned this, that I may be taking on different responsibilities at work, and everything shall be revealed once it is a little bit more official. But for now, I'm still working on a knowledge base entry, and basically I support the call center with all sorts of different tasks, creating PowerPoint presentations or translating from English to French, French to English, and no cur, I do not translate cat. I don't care how much you meow. Yeah. What I wanted to talk about today being an actual beautiful day outside. It's very cold this morning, though. It's only about 8 degrees here in Montreal. I'm in shock. What I wanted to talk about was yet another new digital audio workstation that I came across. And a free one at that. I downloaded and registered the free edition, but the audio workstation comes in, I think, 3 different flavors, depending on how much you want to pay and what features you want. However, I decided to try out the free one because it takes an unlimited number of audio tracks, an unlimited number of MIDI tracks. So I really don't know where they're limiting you. I'm sure there are limits somewhere, maybe in the support. Oftentimes it's on the side of the support that they limit functionality in terms of who you can call, who you can contact, how quickly they get back to you, that kind of thing. So the company's called PreSonus. Some of you may have heard about this. I came across this about a week ago on somebody on Facebook, a musician I know on Facebook, had posted that he had just recently bought this DAW and was working with it and loved it. So the company's called PreSonus, and the product in question is called Studio One. And you can get the Studio One free version by downloading the Studio One Pro version. And then once you've done the installation and fire it up the first time, it asks you, well, which version do you actually want to run? And at that point, you can choose to install configure Studio One free. They're at 2.6 now. I downloaded 2.5, but yes, last night when I went to do some more testing of it, a little thing came up because it's got quite an interesting opening window. It's not quite like any other software I've ever seen. It almost opens up like OpenOffice, where you open it up and it gives you the most recent files you've used, what do you want to do. It actually has a Twitter feed within the app when you first open it, which is kind of neat because you get news and if they add features on or whatever, and you're not following them on Twitter necessarily. Also, it integrates with SoundCloud, so whatever you record, you can upload it to SoundCloud almost instantaneously through the interface itself, which is I kind of like that. You know, instead of having to save everything off and then going to SoundCloud and then uploading it, this thing will do it for you. I'm sure there's other DAWs that do this, but this was the first one I've ever encountered, so it was new to me. What I don't like about Studio One is the interface is a bit weird. I'm so used to Reaper with its very I wouldn't say traditional, but it has a way of setting up so you have sliders and it looks sort of like a mixing console or a multi-track recorder. Studio One doesn't really look like that. It looks a bit like Reaper, but it's got more hidden features. So the interface is cleaner. And if you know, you know, if you just want to call up an instrument, say a piano, and just fool around, it's much, I find it much faster and probably more intuitive very quickly for somebody who's never used a DAW. But if you are a sort of a power user, you may find it a little bit limiting. At least for the brief amount of testing I've done. Again, I only fooled around with it really last night, having installed it maybe 3 or 4 days ago. Now, the instruments that come with it, the software instruments, are phenomenal. The grand piano is amazing. Some of the strings are just, the patches are great. So I would certainly, if you're not going to use it as a DAW, you can always use it as a sound source and as a synth, because every single instrument, you can tweak it and you can modify it. It's really excellent for that. So look for it. It's PreSonus, that's PreSonus.com. And you go to the products. Now, PreSonus also makes a whole bunch of hardware that ties in. It reminds me of a little bit of, I'm trying to think of that other DAW, Pro Tools. Yes, Pro Tools, where it comes with hardware, so, and it can control the hardware directly. PreSonus does the same thing. It's got a whole bunch of setups for MIDI interfaces. It's really something. And for free, I was just appalled, you know, by seeing this. Of course, I'm not going to let down Reaper. I really like Reaper. I'm going to continue using it. And only because I've got a really good workflow going with it, I use GarageBand for my treble steps. But even the treble steps, I'm going to slowly migrate them over to Reaper. Because what I do in GarageBand, I can easily do in Reaper. And I want to learn Reaper more and work with it more. So that's what I'm going to be migrating eventually treble step over to Reaper. You probably won't hear a difference unless I start tweaking and playing around with the effects, maybe compressor and a little bit more things to try to get a better sound. But when it comes down to just fooling around and having it on my laptop, Studio One is really cool. One of the things I like about it is it doesn't seem to be resource intense. Yesterday I set up about 7 tracks and I played, you know, just a few chords and stuff on each track. And I had a drum track going and there was something else too. Anyway, so about 7 tracks, strings, piano, trumpet, all sorts of different instruments, sometimes playing all at once, sometimes individually playing. And I didn't see any lag in my notebook. And I don't have the most screaming fast notebook, so I was really happy to see this. Because I had done the same thing with Reaper on the same notebook, and after about 5 tracks, I noticed a certain lag. In fact, if I add, say, 7 tracks to Reaper on my notebook, it simply will not play properly. So I was really happy to see that. So for a sort of a composition tool and a fooling around tool for free on my notebook with just my little MIDI, I got a 49-key MIDI controller, and it you know, through the USB, and it works phenomenally well. So that's what I'm going to use. So yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. So PreSonus, Studio One, and now we're either at the version 2.5 or 2.6, somewhere like that. And anyway, enjoy. And I'd like to hear, maybe if you do install it, you know, your own commentary, your own reviews of the software. I didn't do an in-depth review by all means, but if you have any comments, suggestions, if you've tried Studio One before and you have some tips, hey, go for it. Thanks for listening.